The conference is now recording, sir. You can go ahead.
Thanks very much. Is that link that's in the chat doesn't work? Just try going to the Fastlux homepage, where I've pasted the latest version as well. Glenn, why don't you call the roll?
Okay, I'll do that with pleasure. We have on the call Mike O'Connor, leader of the group, Dave Piscatello, Joe Sansevier, Mark Perko, Paul Diaz, Mike Rodenbach, George Kirichos, James Bladell, Randall Vaughan, Greg Aaron, Christian Curtis, and Rod Rasmussen. And for staff, we have Liz Gaster, Marika Koenig, and myself. Have I missed anybody?
Sounds like that's it. Thank you, Glenn.
Pleasure.
I think today's agenda is very simple. I think we're going to keep working on changes, just like we did last time. And I'd like to go a little bit out of order. I'd like to work today on next step changes. And so, in addition to the latest version of Marika's proposed change, it will be very helpful for folks to have a copy of the draft report with the line numbers in it, because you'll see that what we're really going to be working off of, at least in this first part where we work on proposed next steps, it's going to be easier to work off the report than off of the changes document. So I'll blather on for a minute to give people time to get the report in front of them. And then I think that's actually going to go fairly quickly. And then we can circle back to the content changes and do as much of that as we can today. But I'd really like to see where we are on next steps and sort of get that nailed down today, especially given that we've got so many folks on the call. Greg needs to drop off fairly early, so I'm going to push this along if we can so that we can do this while Greg's still on the call. And I guess what I would do is direct you to line 619 of the draft report. And what I'd like to do on this is the same thing we were doing last time, where we were using our check marks and our essentially our agree and disagree buttons in Adobe Connect. And for the first of these, I'd like to point us at line 619 and then the next page, line 628, where we've basically got two possible next step problem statements that we could recommend to the council. And so let me just restate them. And I think what we'll do is we'll treat it as binary, and we'll say, well, if we agree with P1, we'll agree, and if we don't, if we want to do P2, we'll disagree. That'll just make it easier to capture the vote. So P1, the problem statement is, continue to focus on fast flux, a rapidly emerging technique that relies on internet names and numbers, which is used to harden malicious networks. And option P2, which is explore a broader issue, which is how internet names and numbers are used to enable internet fraud and abuse, and the role of the ICANN community in addressing this problem. I did a little poll long ago that formed the basis of what I wrote, but I sort of want to ignore that poll because we have basically everybody on the call now, and I'd rather just poll us on this issue. Maybe after a little discussion, but I think that the way to do this is if you want us to focus on fast flux, agree. And if you want us to focus on broader issues, disagree. And with that, I'm now going to look at go and watch check mark, unless people want to discuss this.
I've got a question for you. What exactly are you envisioning this poll determining? I mean, are we including both statements in the report and then just having a statement like this that says which one the group leans towards?
What I'm thinking is that if we all agreed on one or the other, that we would just drop the other. We wouldn't even present the debate. If it turns out, what happened in my little poll is that we were very evenly divided. And so I put both in. But if it turns out that we all want to do one thing or the other, I think then what we would do is just recommend that thing. And if we're divided, if we're evenly divided, then we'll put them both in and say we couldn't arrive at consensus. But I think the first thing to do is figure out the sense of the group.
Mike, this is Eric. I just joined.
Oh, hi, Eric. We're working on next steps, which for now, we're working off of the report document rather than the changes document. We'll come back to that in a bit. But I sort of wanted to take us to next steps at the beginning of this call because we have Greg on the call, and he has to drop off fairly early. And so, Eric, are you able to use Adobe Connect, or are you strictly a telephone kind of guy today?
I'm struggling to connect with Adobe Connect at this very moment.
Okay. Well, if you can, that would be nifty. If you can't, we'll just take your vote over the phone. And basically where we're at right now is the choice on the next step, whether we should continue to focus on fast flux or whether we should broaden the focus to the more general issue of fraud and abuse, of which fast flux is but one technique. And right now I'm not seeing much action in terms of voting. So,
okay, I'm not connected yet.
Okay.
Okay, so again, if you want to do the focus on fast flux, you vote yes. Is that correct?
Yes. So if you want to focus on fast flux, approve, I think it's the term. Let me look at the little option. Agree, yeah. Agree if you want fast flux. Disagree if you want broader. And go ahead and vote. I'm not seeing. And maybe are people seeing votes show up? It may be that my connection is so slow.
Are we voting under the here's a question or under the status the X and?
Yeah. What exactly is the question here? I'm sorry.
So the question is on.
That's a fair question.
It is a fair question. If you go to line 617 of the report.
6-7 of the of
the
Marika's
draft.
Of Marika's version
draft.
2?
No, this is the Fast Flux initial report EC80.pts.
I don't have that document handy, so.
Okay, well,
we lost.
If you can find it, you'll get less lost.
That was the one September 2nd, I think.
I'm looking.
It's on the Fast Flux site.
Okay.
It's the first draft under Working Group Deliverable, Fast Flux Initial Report, number ECE80.pdf.
And the line number, sorry?
And the line number that we're working on is 619 through 628. It's basically the binary choice between as to the focus of ongoing efforts, whether we should say fairly narrowly focused on fast flux, or whether we should broaden the focus to include a wider range of issues.
Okay, so...
Hey, Mike, I got a question, and that is, you know, what if you'd like to go ahead and see this group focus on fast flux, but you'd like to have some other group perhaps look at a broader range of issues? What would that go ahead and chalk out on the vote?
This is Rod. Put me down for that one, too.
Doesn't Mike Rodenbaugh have an issues report before the council that somebody was going to be looking at the abuse policies of various registrars' registries?
That's correct. That motion passed yesterday, so staff is working on that, on an issues report.
So maybe that's where the other group comes in.
Yeah.
Would that work?
This group should be focusing on its charter, not focusing on expanding its charter, although, you know, if we want to express that opinion, that's fine, but council is still going to have to approve that.
Thank you for your opinion, Mike.
But this was next steps?
Eric, and the problem I have with the question is that I don't know if we're talking about incentive or mechanism.
Say that last little bit again. There was a big burst of static right when you were talking.
Yeah, the question about fast flux only or other things, I don't know if what we're actually making a choice between is expanding the scope of our inquiry into mechanism, or if we're expanding the scope of our inquiry following intent.
That's a good question.
I'm interested in the mechanism question. I'm not particularly interested in the intent question.
Well, one way to keep it simple would be to continue to limit the scope to fast flux, the mechanism.
Yeah, but see, the problem there is that we've already determined that fast flux, the mechanism, is just part of a larger set of mechanisms that share a common purpose.
Folks have a good idea on how to resolve all this?
But maybe we need a round of people drafting more nuanced statements.
Yeah, that might be.
If I don't want to chase fraud or any other sort of loosely defined, more general notion of what the charter of the group is to investigate, that seems open-ended, and we'll ultimately start looking, you know, for very small things. But if we focus on mechanism, then we can say, well, you know, fast flux as presented, as we've discussed at considerable length, is not one simple thing. It's part of a larger set of mechanisms, and those are actually of interest in terms of policy development. With apologies to Mike Rodenbach for, of course, contradicting you.
No apology necessary, Eric.
Well, so it seems like we're actually somewhat in agreement, but I'm not sure that we've got the right words on the page. Does somebody want to take a stab at saying in words what we're leaning towards, and maybe somebody could capture them? Marika, could you maybe be our scribe as we try to craft this?
Yeah, you would like me to do that on the note board, or actually, I don't think.
Yeah, can you do it on the note board?
I can't write on the discussion note board. I could write it on the chat.
Yeah, why don't you do it in the chat? Discussion note board seems to be something that only I can get at, and I can't today. I've got too many weird connections going on. So do it in the chat. Somebody who's good at blurting things out in words, want to take a stab at what we're really trying to get done instead of the words in the report?
Uh,
I'd say yes, Mike, except I'm still scrabbling around trying to connect.
How about something like focus on SAS Plus, which is a constellation of techniques that are used to harden malicious networks. That captures the thought that we were...
This is Greg. That might be overly broad, because some of those techniques used to harden malicious networks have nothing to do with SAS Plus. Bulletproof hosting, for example, is very different than what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, it's a mechanism to achieve resiliency. It's a mechanism for optimizing a particular set of assets. It's true that not everything is SAS Plus. I think of bulletproof hosting as being more of a legally defended kind of operation rather than a resilience evasive detection resistance, interference resistance choice of mechanism. And of course, malice puts intent back in there rather than just pure mechanism.
Oh, I don't know. So where do we find ourselves? Maybe we're stuck. Maybe I'll...
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Can I suggest that maybe we were making such good progress going through the comments that were the main body of the document that we go back to doing that and try to get to the point where we have a firmer idea of what it is that we're delivering in the interim report, and then try to come back to these questions? I think part of it is that it's very hard to visualize what questions we're asking at the moment, and whether they're in the context of this working group right now, this working group after Cairo with additional GNSO guidance, a different working group or council. I mean, I think that we all have a different perception of where... what the question is that we're trying to frame.
Yeah, my worry is that we're going to run out of time. We might wind up in Cairo with no recommendation on next steps, which seems like...
Well, I guess I'd rather go to Cairo with a lot of useful information that the council could use perhaps to make a recommendation than to waffle on what the next steps are because we aren't decided and not have anything substantive to present.
I can buy that. It does seem like we're stuck on the next step. So in terms of next steps, what? Should we kick off a discussion on email and see if we can come up with something for next week's call?
I think that would work.
Good idea.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do. Because it is hard to craft these on the fly, I admit. All right. Well, in that case, then, head back to the latest version that Marika put together.
There we go.
And that is also out on the FastFlux website. And trying to figure out where we got. We got to... I think we got to page 17.
Yep. B3?
Yeah, that's what I think. And so we could just pick it up right there. Now, if we do that, let me just look forward in the document. We have a lot of these to get through. Oh, I don't know. What the heck? We'll just do our best. Let's start with B3.
What page?
Are we doing the voting that we did last week?
Yeah. We'll do the same deal on the voting that we did last week. And we'll carry on in our usual tradition. We'll let the submitter give us a very short introduction what they were trying to accomplish, and then we'll vote. So, Joe, I think you get the floor. Tell us what you were trying to do with B3.
So in a nutshell, I just wanted to make sure that we were explicit about some of the costs that are associated with the sort of identity theft or phishing-type crimes that folks may be running into. So in addition to sort of direct losses that they may suffer, there may also be indirect costs, and there may also be issues where people simply want an identity for the purpose of things like crossing national borders and so forth.
Okay. Discussion?
I think it's a good point.
I have no idea what the text is because I still haven't managed to get in.
Page 17, I think.
That doesn't help me.
Greg, do you have the latest version of the changes document from Marika? She emailed it to the list a couple of days ago.
September 24th.
It's called...
Okay, because I went line by line a document that Marika sent.
Yeah.
They were all numbered. They weren't letter numbered. They were just Roman numbers. So it was no C3 or C4 or whatever it was that you're just supposed to.
This is the green and red document.
Yeah, this is the one that's called Proposals List - 18 September 2014.pdf.
Right.
And we're on page 17 of that document.
It's also posted on the wiki.
Well, that doesn't help me a bit.
He's another guy on vacation. My connectivity is better than him. Well, hang in there, Eric. I think we're going to churn ahead. By the way, we let people agree and disagree on this. So go ahead, folks, and use your little check mark thing on... Adobe Connect. Greg is needing to drop off. Thanks for joining us, Greg. See you next week.
Thank you. See you all next week.
That's Greg. Okay. Well, I'm seeing votes come in. Christian, are you pondering still?
You know, I'm actually uncertain on... how to represent my feelings on this, the material under this section, in that I don't dispute that if we're just categorizing a list of all the possible harms these things fall in, but I still have my objection to answering the questions at all.
I thought we were addressing that. Didn't we get language in somewhere that picked that up last time, Christian?
You know, we haven't dealt with where that's going to go, but we could just split this into handling in two separate parts.
Well, I don't want to lose the point that you're raising, for sure.
Well, he's not the only one who thinks that the questions are not proper, not usefully answered.
Right. And so... and my memory of one of the things you'll discover about me, if you haven't already, is that I have almost no short-term memory, and so as a result, I can't remember how we resolved this last time.
Well, we really shouldn't be discussing this with every question. And obviously, the council thought these questions were worth answering. That's our job, to try to answer them.
Back on that, Mike?
If a few people don't want to answer the questions, then they should... submit a statement to that effect, and we'll get it in the report somewhere, but let's not keep having that discussion with every question. It's just delaying.
Well, I make the observation that there are like eight people who say that, you know, that they agree with the statement, and we've got two expressions of, that are contrary to that, and I think we just have to make note of that. I mean,
yeah, well, and maybe what we do is we have a minority statement for this question that addresses that. Isn't that the way we did it? Didn't we say we were going to do a minority statement?
Yes.
Well, I don't think we have to call it minority. We just have to say that there isn't, an alternate expression, and then you can, if it's necessary to include the count, that's fine, but I don't think that we stop because you know, 2 out of 10 people don't think we should answer the question. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Okay.
And you know,
if I could just chime in, I don't want to bog us down this issue on each of these particular items. I don't want to not vote no and fail to preserve, you know, a minority position. I don't want to get the impression that I'm that we're getting more of a consensus on the specifics than on the answer on the whole.
Mike, I thought our goal here was to come up to a consensus, whether we agreed on these points or additions, or whether there was support for them, or whether there were alternative views.
Yeah, we had three layers. We had support, something, and alternatives.
We had agreement, support, and alternative views. So here we clearly have agreement, and
no, it sounds like what we have here is support and an alternative view.
So we have
support and an alternative view, and I think that's the way we should record it.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at.
This overlooks the fact that when there were more people active in these calls, we were more evenly divided on whether or not the questions were good questions.
I don't think that you can make that statement, Eric.
Well, I just did.
I mean, I don't think
the number of people who are active in this group has diminished in spite of the fact new people have joined.
Eric, I think I'm going to push back a little bit. It's too bad that you can't see the Adobe stuff, because we actually have a pretty big active group, but just quiet. But, you know, we have folks in here participating through this other channel that you can't see, and that's part of the problem right now.
I'm happy being voted off the island.
off the island. It's just that, we do have
work to do.
I'm just
a fair amount of agreement here.
Just concerned that we fail to represent a change in the group itself from a point when we were fairly clear that the GNSOC had blown it in giving us the questions to a point where we are at present, when very few people who apparently held that view are still participating in the group.
Well, I don't think that's the characterization that I would make from what we discussed earlier. I think what we said was that, and I think Mike Rosenbaum said it repeatedly, these are the sets of questions that we were asked to answer.
Yes, I know Mike's position. That doesn't make it correct. Next, Mike.
I agree. Well, I'm not certain. We're back to where we were before the last phone call.
Right.
Yeah. It's frustrating that we cannot make progress because there is a perception that we're not obliged to make progress.
Oh, I think it's frustrating. I'm not sure that's the only reason it's frustrating, but I appreciate that you're frustrated. I know I am.
Oh, no!
That was a nice commentary.
Yeah, my associate just stepped in.
Oh, okay. That was cool.
Now, let me just chime in. For the purposes of these questions, I'm happy to address whether or not they fit or they're accurate and within a response. But I don't want to be waiving the larger objection. I didn't want my check mark to misrepresent my stance.
Yeah, and I think that the way we come out of this is that we have an answer to the question that has support, not agreement, not 100%, not consensus, but support, and we have a minority view. And we need to craft a minority view that says, essentially, that some of us feel that these questions are inappropriate.
No, can we make sure, though, that the entire section is crafted as report, so we don't have it simply being an introduction and then it appears to be agreement on all the individual issues? I'm a little bit worried about the way this is broken up. I just want to make sure that the ultimate report makes it clear that the objection is to everything categorically. But
Christian, you can make your objection however you want. Just submit it in writing. But let's stop delaying the rest of the group here. You're wasting a lot of people's time on this.
taking a somewhat more positive view, I think, Christian, that at least what I was envisioning was that we would have an answer to this question that would essentially read as a single narrative that's comprised of all these little changes that we're making. And then either before it or after it, we would have a minority view that summarizes the objection. So it's not interspersed all the way through, but rather essentially reads as a single narrative and then has another statement.
So we just talked about that for 10 minutes.
We got to get, you know, we got to get this nailed down, though, Michael. That's part of what this is about. So I'm going to push back on you just a little bit here. Because this is about allowing everybody's opinion to be heard.
This is Marika. Maybe, Christian, if you can submit something to that end, I will introduce it so it is in writing for the next call so we can discuss in more detail on, you know, what exactly you want to communicate to the group and then see indeed what the support is so it can be introduced indeed as an alternative view, minority view, or whatever the group deems appropriate to call it.
Actually, it's the last section of that document that I submitted earlier.
The statement, the chapter that would in principle go to the annex, you would like to see that?
If you want, I can just pull out the relevant parts and submit it.
Yeah? And if you can indicate then as well where you would like to see that in the document, I think that will help facilitate the discussion as well.
Okay.
Thanks.
Now, George here, can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead, George.
Are there still 40 subscribers to the mailing list? Because I know in the list of working group members, there are about 40 people. There's about 10 or 11 on this call. I was just curious what happened to the other 28 that Eric was, I guess, mentioning.
Well,
on the list, or are they?
Well, we have a lot of subscribers who actually have never participated in the call. You know, they're researchers or observers or...
And this is Liz. I mean, I'd like to say that's unusual, but it's really not. This is a topic of interest, and I'm sure many people sign on with the best of intentions, or because they do want to just follow the activity. So in other working groups, we find the same thing. I don't think that should discourage or delay anyone's progress.
Are they still on the mailing list, though?
Yes, they would still be on the mailing list.
So we might hear from them later on, then.
Well, yes, but I think, and that could always happen, but, you know, recognizing that if, you know, they chime in on the last day, they may not have the opportunity to be heard at that point.
Right.
So they still,
okay.
They still don't participate at their own peril.
I'm going to kind of push this along if I can here. I guess what I'm seeing is that this section has support but not total agreement, because presumably Christian and Eric would want to be on record as not agreeing. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then I think we're going to call it that way. Call it support but not agreement. And move on to the next. So everybody clear off your little check marks, and we'll go on to B4.
How does the microphone thing get cleared? I've tried to clear that, and it just stays there.
I've forgotten. Don't worry about it.
Oh, maybe go to meeting, manage my settings, and then...
Yeah.
So talking about it not working, I can't get the login request, you know, sending a new password to work. That's not working.
Yeah. You shouldn't need a password to get into Adobe Connect. You should be logging in as a guest. And then Glenn admits you. Okay, so onward. I'm getting stuck here. Joe, why don't you tell us about B4?
So
So, you know, B4, again, is just trying to go ahead and sort of capture the full scope of things that can happen if somebody has medically relevant information that's captured, you know, by the bad guys. And essentially the point simply is in addition to blackmail or coercion, it can also be used for things like discrimination in employment. If there's something like a latent condition that somebody has that no one knows that suddenly is discovered. But, you know, I'd hate to have this be a 20-minute discussion again, so it's a relatively minor point.
I guess the question I've got about a lot of these is this just, you know, again, is this Fast Flux that's doing this, or is this, you know, bad guys using all sorts of techniques, phishing, fraud, whatever?
Well, in a nutshell, remember, this was sort of a reaction to, you know, some of the material that had been produced by other folks. And essentially, it just sort of addresses the what is the impact of the behavior on the individual, I think, for this one.
Yeah, okay. Eric has raised his hand. Eric is in.
How about that? Yeah, I don't disagree that this is bad. In fact, advertising firms actually do this, and there is a real likelihood that people who do searches for things relating to gallstones will eventually find that affects them in their workplace. But that isn't about Fast Flux, that's about some other bad behavior. So, but I want to generalize and get to whether or not the laundry lists themselves are useful. And while I appreciate the intent, I don't think that they are. I'll stop there.
So are we saying, sure, go ahead?
I would not add the material.
Okay.
So can I just, I'm struggling with this because I'm thinking in terms of set theory, and saying that something is not appropriate for a subset of activities when you agree that it's appropriate for a broader set of activities is sort of counterintuitive to me.
Dave, are you going to teach me set theory?
I'm not going to teach you set theory. I'm just asking you a question.
What's the question?
I mean, what we were trying to do here is enumerate harms and explain how those harms are related to Fast Flux and how Fast Flux abets them. It doesn't mean that you can't do it elsewhere. You can do it in the brick and mortar world as well, can you not? So that doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means that this, you know, we're saying that one of the effects, one of the harms is not the only way that this can happen is.
Well, I think Eric is trying to make the point that you could say that all the normal harms still exist. They're just perhaps made more resilient by Fast Flux. That is, none of them are specific to Fast Flux.
Correct.
So instead of writing 10 paragraphs on harms on the Internet, you know, you could refer to some external document.
Correct.
Yeah, and I am inclined that way as well. I mean, that's where we got the phrase earlier.
Like we can maybe list a few of them, but we don't necessarily have to enumerate them all.
Yeah, that these are, you know, that these could be
represented. Stop if we try to enumerate them all.
Yeah.
Where's my dog license, forgery?
I think the argument is that Fast Flux doesn't impact people, and that's why it's not an important issue, and we shouldn't have to worry about it. Well, it does impact folks in a lot of different ways, and I think that's what's important to go ahead and get out there.
Broad, it does not affect registries in their relationship, in their contractual relationship with ICANN, their identity as registries. It doesn't affect registrars and their contractual identity as registrars, and it doesn't affect registrants and their contractual identity as registrants. It does harm to someone somewhere, but it doesn't harm specific categories of interest, which we
are. Well, maybe that's one of the issues that has to be raised. Perhaps it should affect contractual relationships between registries and ICANN, registrars and ICANN, and registrants and registrars. I don't know how we set up.
But we're talking about you're making a claim that there's actual harm, and my point is that to some classes there is no harm.
Remember, this is a section talking about user impact, not registrar impact, not registry impact, but user impact.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
All right, then.
So are we maybe going back, deciding whether to take this all out or not, or just say, or shorten it considerably? Maybe that's a separate minority thing that we can vote on or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of shortening this considerably so that we don't enumerate so many harms and make it seem as though fast flux is the cause of all that.
Well, one of the things that fast flux does is it makes these easier. It makes them persist longer. I'm really struggling here with what I have to characterize as waffling, depending on on who's present. I mean, if we go back each time and revisit something, we're never going to make any progress. And that serves one part of the participant.
Exactly.
But
not having the same discussion over and over again.
We are not at consensus. That's all.
Part of the issue here is that we have no outer limits as to how tangentially something has to be connected to be included on the list. And so when we come to evaluating each of these items, we don't really have a basis by which to judge whether this particular item is relevant enough to be mentioned or not. I mean, obviously we're in a disagreement about where that limit should be.
Well, look at the recent data that we got from RSA. They're indicating that 50% of all fish involve fast flux. I mean, that's about as mainstream a harm and as major an impact as you can go ahead and get.
I'm not sure that I'd go all the way to the word harm. That.
You don't think fishing is harmful?
Well, I had a little trouble with the RSA data because I didn't know what the definition of fast flux was used. Know when they were identifying. This gets all the way back to the very early stages.
Who was it that asked the gotcha question? Who just asked, you don't think fishing is harmful?
I was the one who asked, is fishing not harmful? That was Joe.
That's who? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Joe Sansevé.
Joe, okay. Thank you.
And my assertion is that fishing would be considered a harmful thing by most folks, including a lot of things.
This is about fast flux, not about what most folks consider harmful.
Except in the sense that we've just seen data from RSA that says half of all fishing attacks are fast flux enabled.
Eric, have you read the replacement text?
Dave, I'm struggling to get access to the net at this point. I'm using a...
Well, I think one of the problems that the replacement text had attempted to make a clear distinction between your concern about fast flux and being harmful or not, and there were two characterizations. One was a fast flux attack, and the other was the fast flux that was used for beneficial purposes. And there is an enumeration or a characterization of the two in the replacement text. So this is not a blanket condemnation of, of fast flux, the technique. This is an attempt to identify when we have an attack that uses fast flux characteristics, these are the harms.
Thank you, Dave. I was aware of that.
It just occurred to me that maybe you haven't, since you haven't gotten through a W Connect, you haven't seen this. So.
Thank you.
Good as a lot as to where to take us at this point, folks. Anybody got any good ideas?
I don't think we should enumerate the endless list of farms. The catalog of ships is not the best part of the Odyssey. If we're going to deal with this, I hope we deal with the mechanism itself is a problem, not the things, all the things that it enables.
But keep in mind, the question was, how does this harm individual users? I mean, that was one of the questions that was posed to us as part of our charter.
And for the billions of individual users, it doesn't harm them at all, the ones who don't click on this stuff. It does harm those who do click on it.
Well, that's also true, you know, in, of people who are within, you know, within, you know, trajectory and bullet traveling distance of someone who has a gun.
I was hoping we wouldn't talk about First and Second Amendment stuff.
I'd like to sort of regain control if I can. I'd like to hear from some people who have not spoken in the last 15 minutes as to where they think we're at and what we ought to do.
Randy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know whether I was on a mute or not. We are looking at harm of the user, which Joe was saying there. But, you know, some of the things are very specific here, and I think we might be able to get by with this, just saying this is just another way that enables harms to the user, and we can put a short list as for examples. I'm not really sure. It seems a little bit like we're having quite a bit of discussion about this and kind of need to make a little more progress.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken want to chime in at this point?
This is Rod. The whole reason we're doing this is because this technique had been used extensively to create harm against lots and lots of people, including, I might add, registrants and registrars, because GoDaddy has been phished with fast flux, and those registrants have been affected by that. So the premise that this never affects registrars and registrants is incorrect. But beyond that, what I want to get back to is, why are we doing this? Like,
wait there first.
Why are we doing this? We're doing this, at least in my opinion, to try and get a handle on what's going on here and are there things that we can do to affect it from a policy perspective, maybe even from a technical perspective. Having a laundry list of stuff, yeah, maybe that's not as effective as we might want to be, but the question was asked, what is the harm? So people answered it. But there are some particular harms that are, you know, are almost exclusively being used in this, in using this technique, are being perpetrated in this manner right now. And that those really are focused right now on phishing and on malware distribution. So I think that those things definitely need to be in this, and we need to be talking about those harms in particular, because those harms are costing lots of people lots of money and lots of time, etc. So that's if we're going to concentrate on something, let's concentrate on that and then move on.
So let me rephrase what Rod said, and then I want to ask other quiet people to speak. Could we collapse the harm section to say FastFlux enables or enhances the ability of people to do phishing and malware distribution, and delete all the rest of the enumerated harms, which can be done all sorts of different ways? Is that what you're trying to get at, Rod?
No, that's not really what I was trying to get at. What I was trying to get at was that, FastFlux is being used as an enhancement, right? It's not the be-all, end-all. It's an enhancement for keeping these things up and running longer and for making them more plausible and more resilient, okay?
Right.
So all of the things that have been enumerated in some form or fashion have happened. I mean, mule schemes are doing all kinds of, there's lots of stuff using this technique. The ones that are catching everybody's attention and why people outside of the ICANN community are paying attention to it and want something to happen, and people within the community are paying attention to it, are in particular the phishing and the malware stuff, because it's so pervasive. So what I'm looking at there is, if you're going to talk about the harms, I would concentrate on the harms that people care about the most right now, because they're happening so much, and then you can reference the other stuff. Perhaps that's, rather than saying, just getting rid of it. And you don't have to enumerate it down to the nitty-gritty detail, but I would certainly, these other things are happening too, but it's a matter of the word I'm looking for, relevant, and not relevance, relationship or prevalence. Not the word. Get the thesaurus out. You know what I mean.
Okay. Anybody else who hasn't spoken for the last 15 minutes want to chime in?
This is Rodney. This is Rod. I guess my observation, being one of the quiet ones just sitting on the side over here, is almost feels like the difference between a dissertation and an executive summary. And I don't know how many people will go through the dissertation. Teams will be spending hours arguing about things that might happen, that happen in small numbers of cases. We're missing a larger point, which is that fast flux is bad, it has an effect, and this is what we recommend to solve it.
Right. Okay. Anybody else who hasn't spoken? I'm kind of liking hearing these other voices. Oh, you've been quiet.
Sorry, Mike. Yeah, I'm here, but I've been actually back and forth on the call, and I've missed big chunks, so I have to take a pass.
Okay. Sorry to put you on. People, I don't think that we're on the right track here. I don't know what the right track is, but I think we've got a problem with the process the way it's running, with all these detailed changes, and would entertain proposals for a way to get to a draft other than this way.
Can I just jump in for a sec? You know, a lot of the detailed proposal changes, quote-unquote, were originally just one item, and that's how I had sort of originally set it up, and then folks said, no, it's too big a single change. So then I took a bunch of time and broke them out into individual ones. And, you know, one way or the other, I'd like to go ahead and just get through these and kind of up or down vote them. And, you know, if we need to do that offline via, like, SurveyMonkey, fine. But, you know, I kind of hate having spent all that time to just have them kind of get, you know, shoved aside again. Tried real hard to follow the process, and now I'm hearing the process changing yet again. I just feel like that's kind of a fundamental unfairness.
I don't know that I'm trying to be unfair. I'm just sort of stumbling along, following my nose here.
I really tend to agree with Joe on this. I thought we had a process. We're going through Marika's document. We're changing the text of the report. Why are we getting off track?
Well, we haven't made a whole lot of progress today.
That's true.
So I'm hunting for a way to make more progress. The clock is sort of winding down to Cairo.
Go to bed.
Can we go ahead and put them up in SurveyMonkey and just let folks vote them up or down? Hell, I'll live with whatever the result is at that point.
We have a young voice. Eric, can you mute?
I'll have to hang up.
Okay. I'm stuck, people. I don't know what to do.
Mike, this is Marika. Would it make sense to actually have, indeed, this poll, and then might be some that have broad agreement and we don't need to have so much detailed discussion, and then discuss those issues where there's no agreement or where people really indicate, I cannot agree with this, or I want to introduce an alternative view? Would that maybe help the group forward on the next call?
We could certainly try that. The theme that's emerging a little bit is Rod's point, and Rodney's as well, that maybe what we need is a little less detail, and maybe to draw in Eric's point as well. Let's focus a little bit more on fast flux and a little bit less on sort of all of the harms
that can be attributed to it. To make the point to the council, yes, there is something that we want to look at here without overwhelming them with this long list of things. Is that a theme that summarizes where people are at? A sort of shorter version of this with perhaps a list that follows it of detailed examples. I don't know, something like that.
If you look at the initial questions, the tough thing is the initial questions asked, who benefits and who's harmed? And, I mean, that's really kind of the thing that, you know, it's hard not to answer those by talking about harms.
Right, and the trouble is that it's very hard, you know, it's back to the issue we struggle with all the way along.
Well, actually it's not, Mike, because one of the things that's happened is that we've fallen back into using one term, stress flux, and not qualifying it the way that we had carefully done the last call. And I think that's you know, one of the big problems in trying to answer and satisfy the concerns that Eric and Christian and Wendy have expressed in the past, that, you know, has constantly, you know, blown us off course.
I'm not sure what to do about this. No,
I would like to see an effort to take the text that has been recommended and offer it up as a revision, because trying to find all these little bits and pieces without seeing the front matter to, you know, that preceded this appears to be a problem that's causing us some difficulty. I think that it's very hard for those who have not seen the entirety of the text as, you know, as I originally wrote it, as Joe attempted to amplify it, may be one of the stumbling blocks.
So
I'm happy as well to introduce all the proposed changes in the original document as with using track changes, so people can have a reread before the next call and then maybe indeed be able to put it better in context. If that would help the group, I'm happy to do that.
But if we got 30 things to get through and we only get through 3 a call, we're going to be doing this for an awfully long time. That's why I think we need something that's more systematic, like the SurveyMonkey approach that Mike demoed.
Okay, so how about this? Marika, why don't you take a stab at incorporating all these changes Joe and Rod and Dave, why don't you take a stab at a summary that precedes this, that sort of focuses people's attention on the real issue so that we get this notion of an executive summary that we can insert.
Not an executive summary for the report.
No, this is really just an executive summary of this answer, because this answer has gotten huge. It's got, you know, this long laundry list of harms, which it seems to me this laundry list ought to be headed by something that says these are examples of the kinds of harms that are enhanced by or made more robust by fast flux.
Okay, I'm happy to try that.
Why don't we take a stab at that and see if we can get something that we can do sort of an up or down vote on next time?
So does this imply we're going to continue to try and vote these one at a time as well, assuming that we go ahead and pass the prefatory text?
No. I think what we would do is then just say that all of the details, the big long list that we're grappling with right now, would be listed as example under the preparatory text. So the preparatory text would say, in general, and, you know, I'm trying to reframe what Rod said, so Rod, fix me if I get it wrong, but in general, Fastflux enhances phishing and malware distribution.
No, that's not true. In general, Fastflux attacks do. And then we have a section subsequent that is down in the edits that say there are ways that techniques that are, you know, that are described as Fastflux earlier are used in beneficial manners. And we have, you know, a list of ways that ways that networks that try to be resilient, try to be adaptive to failure, try to be highly available, use Fastflux characteristics. And so, again, I think that if I'm hoping that if we have this all written out and someone gets a chance to read the entire section as we had agreed up to the front matter and beyond last week, a lot of these concerns might be resolved, because I still think that there are people who are on the call who perceive that we're saying that all Fastflux is bad and all Fastflux results in all these harmful consequences.
No, but you're missing the point. It's not about the distinction between good and bad. It's the distinction between harm and non-harm.
Right.
Unlike the example given by Rod or Joe, whoever it was just a moment ago, that GoDaddy was harmed, GoDaddy was not harmed. Registrars are not harmed, and their identity is registrar. Registries are not harmed. I've said this over and over again. Registrants are not harmed by Fastflux. This isn't the mechanism that they lose their domain by.
How do you define harm in that case? I mean, if you had to spend money and you lost domain registration because of it, how would that not be harmed?
Yeah, how are you not harmed having to answer additional abuse requests? And
those things all exist. How much more is helped by Fastflux would be just the harm, not that there is abuse cues to deal with. But registrars don't lose their accreditation because of this.
But that's not the only harm.
I know it's not the only harm, but when we speak of harm to all, we should not overlook that some parties are not harmed in some particular relationship. And the relationships of registrars and registries and registrants to each other is not something to overlook.
But the registrars are covered in question number 5. I think we're currently working on the one that's about the users, right, which is number 6. Or number 4 and number 6, pardon me.
No.
Well, registrars, registries, and registrants certainly have a different risk model than users.
It's not about our risk model. It's about
risk model is about harm. So there's different things that they're harmed by.
Fundamentally, it's just a contractual relationship.
Right. But that really has nothing to do with users. You know, registrars and registries have no contractual obligation to the user community.
The point isn't just about just being registrars, registries, et cetera. It's that almost all users are unaffected by this particular activity. Some few are affected, yes. And some of the facts are quite deleterious. It isn't all users, and certainly amongst the universe of users not affected, it's not registrants, registrars, registries, et cetera.
Not everyone has cancer yet. Cancer is a thing we spend a lot of time trying to combat.
Not analogized. Everyone's got an analogy.
Well, I think he's trying to say is that, for example, a researcher actively trying to detect these things is affected directly. because it's obviously an anti-detection method.
What I'm trying to say is if only a few people are affected by something, doesn't mean it's not important.
Absolutely.
And I would also argue that everybody is affected by this because the network operators are doing that.
And we also have no indication that some of the financial problems we're seeing right now are not related to phishing. You know, there's no evidence to support that it is, but we are having problems with the banking industry right now.
If you want to make the case that WAML was brought down by 5W, that's fine with me.
No, I don't think I can, but it has kind of crossed my mind a couple times.
Okay, so let's say we have a go at a new summary section, or a new summary of this answer. Who did I name? I named Rod, Dave. Joe, did I throw you in there? I can't remember. Anyway.
Yeah, but quite frankly, I'm not really willing to go ahead and devote yet more time to something that might just get blown off. I mean, I've gone ahead and sent in stuff two or three times in a process that I thought we had agreement on, and I'm seeing basically not even the courtesy of a vote on it.
Well, I think I'm open to suggestions.
I agree with Joe. I think there's no reason why this text should not get in the report if almost everybody in the group thinks it should.
And if there are folks who don't like it, I encourage them to go ahead and explain why as a comment to it. And my one concern is we're just not making progress through the number of items we've got, and I think we need a different mechanism to do that.
All right. Well,
it would have been nice if you thought of that before you submitted the laundry list of harms.
But he was asked to submit the laundry list of harms.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, I think it's text that needs to be in there. He didn't submit it just for the heck of it.
Well, let's see. I can't do the SurveyMonkey thing for you because I'm on the road, but I could show Marika how, and we could transmodify just about this whole document that Marika's got into a huge SurveyMonkey poll, and let people crunch through it over the next week. Why don't we do that? And see what kind of agreement we've got. Because I agree, there's no way we're going to get through this document at this pace in time for Cairo. And
it's really striking how last week we got through so much, yet this week we get through nothing.
Well, yes, it is good, but there you have it. It seems like that's the next thing to try. Does that suit people?
I think that'd be great.
Go for it.
All right, that's what we'll do. I think maybe what we'll do is we'll end the call early except for me and Marika. And Marika and I will sit and figure out how to get this thing put together. And we'll get it out to the list as soon as we can. Because I think that's the next thing that does need to get done, is put that survey together. So with that, I'll give you 15 minutes free vacation, except for Marika.
Mike, what was the point of the document that was sent out a couple of days ago with the 40 or 50 or so questions on it?
Well, that's the document that we're going to turn into a survey.
Because I spent...
What we'll do is we'll put that to people to vote on,
and we'll see what kind of support those various 40 or 50 changes to the report have. And we'll put the ones that have support in, and we'll not put the ones that don't.
Okay, you already have my response done for all of the, all 50 or so.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
But, you know, what we'll do is we'll probably ask you to pound them in again.
That's not going to happen.
Why not? You know, is there any particular reason why you can't do that, Eric?
Time is precious. The answers exist in email.
I know, but that just makes, well, it makes a lot more work for Marika to go through and transmogrify that. Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, that's what we'll do next. And we'll convene again next week and see what we know. Anybody with parting comments before we wrap up the call? All right.
We'll keep plugging on.
Okay, thanks. People. See you in a week.
Bye.
Marika, please hang on to the call.
So can somebody send me a password?
Or do what do you need a password for?
I guess I don't need one. That's fine.
No, there's no password protected stuff.
Okay. Eric couldn't get into the Adobe Connect.
Yeah.
Go ahead, come in.
Well, I came in as a guest with
Yeah, well, that's the way we're